And welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about music that I like and to empower musicians all over the world. And today I have my special guest. He's the author of We Are Not Our Secrets, as well as a musician. No other than Miss Joyce Smith.
Hi, Daniel. It's so good to be back with you. I enjoyed my interview from before. Yes, as you said, I wrote We Are Not Our Secrets. It's doing very well. I've gotten all 5-star reviews so far, and that's what you dream of as a writer, is great reviews, because you, when you write the book, of course, you think it's good, but to hear other people like it has been a pleasure for me, and it's really doing well.
Congratulations, Miss Joyce, and I hope people will buy it and support your book, because it's phenomenal.
Thank you. And it's written by me, like you said, Joyce, and my last name is Smith, so I'm the author on it. We Are Not Our Secrets, Joyce Smith, and I do want us not to be our secrets. Let's let them go. Stop holding us hostage.
Yes, let it go, people, and let's do the recap of your debut or memoir.
Yes, the recount of it is, it's a memoir, actually autobiography, I call it, but memoir is great because it's written by me and it's my life story, and it's not chronological, but it starts from when I'm 3 years old and goes all the way up until current. And it talks about the trials and tribulations I went through as a child. And then it goes into how I dealt with those trials and tribulations. And often I would tell others about the things that would happen to me when I became an adult. And I never got my story all the way out, Daniel. Others would tell me their stories. So part of the book are their stories intertwined. But the good thing about the book, based on my reviews, one of the reviews said that it's an adventure tale. It's more than a memoir. And it has a host of interesting characters filled with also a lot of comedy. And it mixes in how we can move forward from trauma and how I overcame these traumatic situations. And I give and impart knowledge to those who are going through this. And I, in fact, started a podcast as a result of the book. And it's under the same name, We Are Not Our Secrets, because we need preventative measures. And we have never, as a society, collectively thought about how do we prevent abuse. This is very important. We always address abuse after, or trauma, or things that are happening. We address it after. We don't give enough support to within families, at least, because we can't stop all crimes and activities. We can't do that. But within families where you have the best interest 99% of the time for your family, that's where we need to give them support, help, and support the parents and the children more than we're doing. And I think that by having classroom material in a settings that give instruction and beneficial help, I think that that will help address the things that we're seeing today. It's just generationally learned, Daniel.
Very well said, Ms. Joyce. And according to Sue Larsh, written with care and concern. Oh, I love this comments of one of your readers. Because as you said, your book is awakening. Awakening for those people that until now is still hiding in their closet.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. We need to come out. Like that's because when you come out and are visible, just like we learned from Pride Month, you come out and you're visible, you feel whole, you feel not invisible, and you start to heal.
Yes, definitely. And your book is one of those awakening. We are not our secrets, people. Please do support Miss Joyce and let's tell to the world that this book is one of a kind.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Miss Joyce, what is the big difference of writing a novel and being a musician?
The difference is when I write music or songs, it's short.
Okay.
That's number one. It's such a vast difference that way, as far as the amount of time writing the material, as far as the lyrics, right? You can move things around and you have three verses at the most, and then you have your bridge or your chorus, and you can throw in some other stuff, but it goes much faster. And writing a novel took me 3 years, and it does take some time writing a song as far as composing it, you know, with the music and everything. So it could take just as long, but it doesn't feel like this. It doesn't feel as long. It's more, for me, writing a song has that healing power. You know, music can transform you, and the book transforms you at the end, but it took me like 3 years to bring it to fruition. So it's like birthing a baby.
Yes, definitely.
You have some labor pains.
labor pain at the end. Oh, my goodness. See the fruit of what you've done.
Yes, but then when you have the baby, you forget all about the pain. So
yes.
So that's how it is. It's a beautiful thing to do both. But I do say that for me, the novel is a little more taxing, but it ends up being a beautiful thing at the end, a beautiful art form, and you love helping people, and you also help yourself too. It is transformative and a form of healing.
Yes, definitely. So what kind of song you are writing? What genre?
R&B, jazz is what I, maybe some pop. But that's what I've written in the past. And, you know, I agreed to come on because I am a professional singer for like 20 years, but I did a lot of studio work. So I haven't hit the charts, Daniel.
Billboard 100, people. We usually talk about a legendary icon in the music industry. Those people give mark and spark in the music industry. And I hope Miss Joyce will be like that soon. Like Miss Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yes, one of the best.
One of the best. Miss Joyce, do you have sample for your song?
Do I have a sample? Let's see. I was thinking about that, and I have something that was recorded in the studio, but I had let someone listen to it in their car. I have a couple, and the sound on it may not be so good, but let's see if we can't.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
Check it out. Take it to the bridge. Why are we waiting for you? For so very long.
Could you hear that, Daniel?
Wow. Amazing, Miss Joyce. It's like, are you the next Miss Aretha Franklin? What a wonderful voice, Miss Joyce.
Thank you, Daniel. Hey, I wish I was the Miss Queen of Soul Junior.
Yeah, Queen of Soul, as they said, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Yes, her junior, because there will never be another Aretha. It's only one of a kind, Miss Riri.
Yes, definitely. So what will be the title of your song?
That was Only in My Dreams, and I have another Sunday Morning. I have another Take Care of Me. I have a little mini CD, and then I have one that I wrote, my very first song that I ever wrote. I'm going to put it out on my next album, and it's called Everything Goes On By. It was the first song I wrote. I was working at a corporation, and a young lady saw me and said, "Why are you so sad?" And I told her my mom had passed, right? And she said, "Joyce, you're an artist. You should write about it." And I just started learning to write. And I said, "Well, I don't know if I could do it. I just started learning. Someone was just teaching me." And I actually put it on paper. You want to hear a little of it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay, it's called Everything Goes On By. It's my very first song that I ever wrote. And everything goes on by. Everything goes on by. Seasons change. Time escapes. Soft cries, gentle breezes, wishful thinking. Everything goes somebody, yet my heart remains the same. That's a little snippet.
Yes, bravo. Excellent, Miss Joyce. It's one of a kind. So is it available anywhere in Amazon or Spotify?
No, it's not. Because I'm doing all this as I retire, I have these songs tucked away. And when you're working, you don't have time for all of the things that you want. But I'm going to do it. And when I do, I'll come back to your show. And
Spotify, Miss Joyce, you can upload it and totally free. You can upload it and then people can listen to it. And if the music industry will catch your voice and lots of downloads, they're going to give you a contract.
Yes. The thing is, I've got to get the musicians. That's, I wish I could have been a musician where I was very fluent on the piano. That would have been nice. That way you can do your own little music, but yes, you have to go into the studio or pay artists and pay people to do that in time. And I was working on my book. So I'm going to get the album out though. That's my next thing to do and put it out for the people. I have one out that I gave to family and friends years ago, and they have some of the songs. They don't have that one that I just did though. And I want to put that on there along with some more things that I've been writing.
I encourage you, Miss Joyce, because you have a golden voice.
Oh, Daniel, you're too kind. Thank you.
Yes, it is. You know what, Miss Joyce? We are trying to sing every time in our episode, but our voice is not like you.
You know, it could be. Daniel, it could be a lot of people don't know that singing comes with practice as well. Now, there are some people that have God-given abilities, like you have Whitney Houston. You can't sing like Whitney Houston. I don't care how much training you have.
Definitely.
But professional singing is like everything else in life. It's practice and putting in the time for the craft or what you love. And I promise you, you'd be surprised that if you put in the effort, what you will get from your voice.
Be outstanding. Practice and practice make you perfect, people, as they said. So, Miss Joyce, how did you craft your song or songs?
I worked with a producer in California, and we would trade off. I would go into the studio and write lyrics for his music. The song that you just heard was one of his beats, and I went home and wrote the lyrics to that, and he had other beats, and I would do the same thing in exchange for him putting music to my songs. However, I came to find out this producer, he was starting out, was new. He didn't want to not have me in his studio, so he told me he could do my music as well, but he couldn't. he was just able to do his music, but it got the song that you just heard. That was his beat, and we developed that song around that, called Only in My Dreams, that I played first.
Oh, nice. That'd be awesome. So what are your short-term and long-term goals in writing music or writing songs?
Short-term goal is to get into the studio, get the musicians that I need to put the music to the melody and lyrics that I have. And then the long term is to, and short term also is, like you said, then put that on Spotify, on musical platforms. And then the long term is to finish the album.
Oh, yes. I'm encouraging you to finish the album, Miss Joyce, because golden.
I love that. Golden. I love that, Daniel. Golden.
Need to be heard all over the world.
Oh, how sweet. Do you sing, Daniel?
Oh, I tried, but... Well, I have a talent, but I think, as you said, we need to practice to make our voice better.
Got you. You just enjoy music like I do. So many great singer-songwriters inspire us.
So who are the musicians that you inspired you, Miss Joyce?
You named one, Aretha Franklin. I mean, everybody's inspired by her. I don't think anyone doesn't know her. So rest in peace for Miss Aretha Franklin. And of course, her niece, Whitney Houston. How can she not? Another great icon.
Of course.
And then I grew up in the 60s, 70s, right? Late 70s. And when I started getting into the music, I mean, not late 70s. But late 60s, early 70s, and 80s. But I had Motown.
Oh, wow.
I had Carole King, Janis Joplin, Eddie Kendricks. You've got all of those mixtures of music. So we were at the cusp of learning and loving all types of music. We had Peter Frampton, and you got some rock and roll. You've got the Pink Floyd. You've got some of everybody out there. The Rolling Stones. I mean, the Beatles, Elvis, Michael. How many?
Yes.
You know, I think our generation was so blessed to have all of the icons. And then we come into this next generation, and we have Beyonce and Adele and Sam Smith, and then you have U2, and then I love even rock and roll, rock, you know, Metallica, heavy metal. I like it all. I was in a band in high school, concert and marching band. So that makes you, I even like orchestra music. So it opens your palate.
Yes, definitely. So nowadays that we have a great icon in music, let's continue it. And probably Miss Joyce will be the next one. So woo-hoo!
From your lips to God's ears.
Yes, let's support Miss Joyce in her writing and music. So Miss Joyce, can you please invite our listeners to buy your book and your music?
Yes. I have my book on Amazon and it's and Kindle. It's free with Kindle Unlimited. You can get it on Amazon at We Are Not Our Secrets by Joyce Smith. I don't think you have to put in buy, but just We Are Not Our Secrets. It should pull it up. I'm Joyce Smith. Kindle Unlimited, it is free. And you can also buy it wherever books are sold, because I do have it on Ingram Sparks, which distributes globally, just like Amazon does. So it's international as well. And it should be able to be picked up everywhere. If you ever have a problem, you can reach out to my email address. And it's WANOS, which stands for We Are Not Our Secrets, with the numbers 23@yahoo.com. And that's WANOS23@yahoo.com. If you have any problems, questions, concerns, and my music, I do bits and pieces of it on Twitter. And my handle is JJ Concepts INC, usually on all platforms or under my name, Joyce Smith. But usually it's JJ Concepts INC, JJ Concepts Inc. Is usually how you can find me on YouTube. Is JJ Concepts 7873. But you can find me definitely. If you can't find me, go to my email address, WANOS23@yahoo.com. Ask me anything and I can get you samples or help you get some of my work.
Yes, people. And you have also podcasts, Ms. Joyce. You can promote your podcast.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Daniel. I have a podcast and it is called We Are Not Our Secrets Also. It's where adults who experience adverse child experience or events, they call them ACEs in the psychology world. So those adults who experience adverse child experiences that have never talked about it before, Daniel. They have never reported these events and they never talked about it because it's so hidden. Society doesn't talk about these things. We brush them under the table. So I offer adults an opportunity to talk about these things. And when we talk about these things, Daniel, it's not because we want to, but it's because we heal. It's because through talking about the experiences that are bottled up inside of us, we give them a voice. And when we give them a voice, we can now acknowledge them and then we can let them go and set them free. And we won't be held hostage. We do know that there is a mental crisis globally. Here in the States and globally, we need to stop the mental crisis by stopping the silence. Let our secrets out. They're not going to harm us if we let them out. We've bottled them up and we're allowing them to harm us. So by listening to my podcast, though, I'll give you one of the examples on my podcast. The latest one, it's a girl who learned about her father in her 50s, her biological father, and she learned through ancestry.com. Can you imagine at 50 years old realizing that the father who raised you is not your biological father, and you find out through an ancestry DNA kit when you send in your DNA expecting to get your family tree, you find out that your father is not your father.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So they will enjoy that along with others. There are so many others that are on the show. I had several people, and I let them finish their story from beginning to end. And that was my vision, was if you could get your story from beginning to end, would it cleanse you and start your healing journey? And that's what's been happening to my guest.
That's awesome, Ms. Joyce. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Please do continue your podcast, because your podcast is empowering those people that hidden in the closet, and then they coming out with strong, and they know they can survive and they can let it go.
That's right. And you know what? And the listeners, the audience, is getting little Lifetime Movie Network snippets. That's what I consider them to be. They're that interesting, Daniel. They could all be Lifetime Movie Network worthy.
Definitely. They are heroes of their own kind.
Yes. And I think that's what makes them so intriguing. They are really listening to my podcast. It has taken off. And one lady says that she's an avid podcast listener, and I'm in her top ever. And she said, it's just a matter of time. And I'm thinking, it's starting off slow because it's only 6 months, right? And she said, yeah. And I think it's starting off slow. And then I told her the number of people, and she goes, what? People wait 5 years for those numbers. She said, you're going to be fine.
Yes, that would be awesome. So, Ms. Jess, can you come back to my book 101 review, and let's talk about your podcast and books that you read so that we can more promote your book, your books and your podcast?
I would love that, Daniel. Always for you. You're such a gracious host. I love your show.
Yes, as well as yours. So let's do Empower Together, because our aim is to support people, to give people hope, to give people something else that they never had before. Our podcast is the way to do that.
That's right.
And so, Ms. Joyce, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're so welcome, Daniel. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Bodygon people, see you soon.